Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it.
It's Friday, June 11th, 2021. Welcome to day 143. Attorney General Merrick Garland pledged to double the size of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division staff to protect every American's right to vote. Garland said there are plenty of things up for debate in America, but the right of all eligible Americans to vote is not one of them. He also called the expansion of voting rights a central pillar to American democracy. Garland added that the Justice Department will do everything in its power to prevent election fraud and everything to vigorously prosecute it if found, but will also scrutinize new laws that seek to curb voter access. The additional trial attorneys will be hired over the next 30 days. Meanwhile, the Trump Justice Department secretly subpoenaed Apple for the metadata of at least two Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee, as well as their current and former staff and family members, including a minor. The records of at least a dozen people tied to the committee were seized, including Representative Adam Schiff and Representative Eric Swalwell. The Trump administration prosecutors, looking for the sources behind news stories about contacts between Trump associates and Russia, subpoenaed Apple in 2017 and in early 2018. Which included a gag order seeking the metadata for more than 100 accounts as part of the investigation to determine who was leaking classified information. The data that they obtained, however, did not tie the committee to the leaks of classified information about Russia. The gag order was renewed 3 times before it expired this year, and Apple notified at least 12 people in May connected to the panel of subpoenas. The Justice Department's Inspector General recently opened an investigation into the data seizure from Apple. Michael Horowitz said the review will examine the department's compliance with applicable DOJ policies and procedures, and whether any such uses or the investigations were based upon improper considerations. Horowitz added that the investigation would also look into the use of subpoenas to obtain journalists' phone records, as well as other legal authorities used to obtain communication records in connection with recent investigations of alleged unauthorized disclosures of information to the media by government officials. Separately, Senate Democratic leaders demanded that former Attorneys General William Barr and Jeff Sessions testify under oath about the secret subpoenas of Representative Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, calling it a gross abuse of power and an assault on the separation of powers. The senators threatened to subpoena Barr and Sessions if they didn't appear voluntarily. The Biden administration called the behavior of Trump's Attorneys General appalling. Moving on, the Biden administration will repeal or replace a rule allowing roads and development in more than half of Alaska's Tongass National Forest. The move revives protections originally put in place in 2001 by Clinton, which Trump stripped 3 months before he left office. And finally, a bipartisan group of senators said that they reached an agreement on the framework for an infrastructure deal. The deal reportedly includes $579 billion in new spending and would be fully paid for and not include tax increases. The overall proposal would spend $974 billion over 5 years and about $1.2 trillion if it continues over 8 years. Lawmakers in both parties sounded skeptical that the proposal, which is expected to address a narrow range of physical infrastructure projects, can get the 60 votes needed to overcome a filibuster in the Senate.
That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.